Dramatic reading B for optional use with step one, the blessing of being inclusive, a dramatic reading. When the Reverend Dr. Erin Swenson transitioned from male to female, one of the comments she received by a fellow Presbyterian was,
"Her actions and work may help others, but the audience is outside the church." In other words, the speaker perceived that transgender people and the need for ministry among them and their families was not an inside job. Aside from the fact that most faith traditions encourage reaching outside congregations to serve others, and that most congregations need all the members they can get, the following quotes suggest that this is a ministry needed within congregations as much as within the broader community.
As Margaret Blankers declares in Coming Out Twice, when her daughter first came out as a lesbian and then transitioned to a son, she needed first to cut off her relationship with her non-accepting church, then, after an absence, to find a congregation that would give her the support she needed.
I felt I was on the edge of the abyss. We could either reject our daughter and continue embracing God, or reject God and accept our daughter. We loved her, so we did the latter. We resigned from everything at church and never looked back except to grieve. We didn't know where to find support in the Christian community. We assumed our church days were over. My heart had been broken by the skewed beliefs about Christ's love that had been foisted on me and by what seemed terribly superficial. Where was God in all this? How could a loving, Christ-centered church recoil from us and from our child? Must I have the church's blessing to accept that my child is loved by God? No, and I got along for several years unattached to any organized religion. But my cup was empty, and I needed to discover who God really is. For me, it's as basic as reading in the scriptures that God is love. God is the quintessential meaning of love, the perfect model for us to follow of acceptance, inclusion, and welcome.
And in his synagogue, Rabbi Elliot Rose Kukla had the experience after transitioning from female to male.
On Kol Nidre, I delivered a sermon at my synagogue on the power of diversity. Afterwards, in the swirling crowd, I felt someone tug at my jacket. I turned around to find a 9-year-old boy in lavender, shiny Power Puff sneakers. "I really liked your sermon," he whispered, before disappearing into the crowd. Later, his mom told me that he had been hassled about his shoes at school all week, but after hearing my sermon, he had decided to keep wearing them. I don't really think it was my words that had an impact on him, but the visual power of a gender nonconforming rabbi on the Bima. It took years of struggle by feminist, gay, and trans activists in previous generations to allow that moment to happen.
After an article in the local paper about her attempt to maintain her standing as a minister in the Presbytery of Greater Atlanta while transitioning, Reverend Dr. Erin Swenson shared this story.
"I received dozens of notes, letters, and phone calls, most of them supportive, in the weeks following the article's publication. Perhaps the most moving contact was from an old woman who wanted to meet me for breakfast. She explained that she had, many years before, gone through a sex change in Baltimore and had married her husband completely unaware of her history. They had lived a lifetime together. After he died, she had moved into a retirement home next to a Presbyterian church where she had been attending for many years, often volunteering her musical skills to accompany a women's meeting or a Sunday school class. But she had never joined the church. When I asked her why, her eyes dropped to the floor, and she said that she felt unworthy because of her sex change operation. When I saw the article about you, about the minister who was a transsexual, I was overjoyed," she exclaimed, tears in the corners of her eyes. "I was stunned, overwhelmed with the decades of brokenness this beautiful old woman had endured. And it wasn't her brokenness. It was the church's.
Dana Beyer recounts the remarkable acceptance of her congregation when she returned as female.
The Shabbat morning I returned, I did what I often did. I read the Torah in the morning service. By that time, I had been living as a woman for 6 weeks, and my confidence had grown exponentially. I entered the sanctuary with confidence, wearing an ivory silk sweater and black skirt, quietly took my place in the crowd, and when the time came, ascended the bima to read the Torah. Once I got going, I was back in the groove as one of the best in the business, having been doing this service for 42 years. Most people knew who I was, and the congratulations came from my work and my presentation when I returned to the crowd. The most memorable comment was, "As long as you keep reading Torah, I couldn't care less what sex you are."
End of dramatic reading B.